listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, thinking about quitting insurance, can I just say for a minute, we all have bad days. Before you make any decisions, consider that other agents have been there too. Every challenge has a workaround, and we will address four of them in ASG episode 117, Four No Good Reasons Why Insurance Agents Quit, written by Lauren Hayden. It can happen to anyone in any industry. Sometimes we just want to pack up, call it a day, and say, I quit. As tough as things may seem, don't be so quick to give up. Avoid these baited traps to ensure you're on the path to a long, successful career. Number one, low motivation. It's not a secret. To be a thriving insurance agent, you have to want to succeed. Failure to work hard is one of the top reasons people in this industry want to call it quits. While it's true that this job is not easy, it's also true that it can be very rewarding when you allow it to be. As an insurance agent, you have daily opportunities to change your clients' lives for the better. You can expect to get out of this job as much as you put in. That means if you truly care about your clients and put your best foot forward in finding a plan that will fit their needs, you can find joy in the fact that you've made a positive impact on them and their future. If you still need more motivation, partner with a top FMO like ours here at Ritter Insurance Marketing to participate in sales incentives. We run programs like our $100K cash giveaway, where we reward Ritter agents for their MedSup sales. Our carriers also provide agents with opportunities to increase your sales by giving away easy-to-earn prizes. Don't be afraid to use these incentives as motivation to boost your business. We actually encourage it. Number two, unconstructive management. Let's be honest, you might not love your boss, but is that a good enough reason to quit insurance altogether? We don't think so. It's not uncommon in the insurance industry for agents to be promoted based on high sales. While selling lots of plans and earning high commissions are certainly factors in becoming a successful agent, those traits don't always translate into being good at managing and teaching others. When starting out, you need guidance, and that's okay. Instead of quitting your job entirely, consider becoming an independent agent and working with an FMO. You can make your own hours and essentially be your own boss. If you choose to work with Ritter Insurance Marketing, not only will you feel like your work holds value, but we can also provide you with the trainings and webinars you need to become more knowledgeable about your market. Number three, lack of resources. You might find yourself wanting to quit if you feel like you don't have the means to put your best foot forward. No one provides what you're looking for better than an established field marketing organization. The last thing we want is for you to feel frustrated when submitting applications or trying to find the right plans for your clients. That's why Ritter provides you with tools and back office support to make your job much easier. Ritter's Medicare Quote Engine can help you find and compare plans based on your client's age and location. You can even get your own MediCareful site for your clients to utilize when searching for plans. Here at Ritter, we also have online contracting tools to make partnering with new carriers easy and convenient. Number four, having too high expectations. It's admirable to set big goals for yourself, especially if that's what keeps you motivated. But sometimes it's okay to take a step back and assess your current situation. If your expectations are so high from the beginning that they're unachievable, you might be setting yourself up for failure, which may drive you to eventually quit. Don't do this to yourself. Try not to be discouraged if you face rejection from clients, especially if you're a new agent. It can take a little while to build trusting relationships, so don't be discouraged if every appointment doesn't result in a sale. Good things take time. A flower does not bloom as soon as it's planted, and you need time to let yourself grow within the industry. Start by setting smaller, actionable goals for yourself, and slowly but surely work your way towards success. If you find yourself wanting to quit, remember why you became an insurance agent in the first place. Nothing you will come across is so severe that it can't be worked through with a little patience and perseverance. If you're looking for more motivation or a hand, that's what we're here for. Our Agent Survival Guide was created to be a hub of information for insurance agents like you. We've put training, tips, sales strategies, compliance rules, and vital pieces of information all in one place. So if you're starting out in the business and looking to survive for another day, we've got the information you need. You are in the right place. And if you've been doing this for years but want to explore new products and sales strategies to help you thrive tomorrow, we've got those too. You can find the Agent Survival Guide online at agentsurvivalguide.com or click the link in our show notes. That's all for this episode of the ASG Podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen, and thanks for your support. We will see you next episode.